This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. People in Gabon took to the streets and cheered the army as mutinous soldiers in Gabon said Wednesday they were seizing power to overturn the results of a presidential election, seeking to remove a president whose family has held power for 55 years. The coup attempt came hours after the Central African country's president, Ali Bongo Ondimba, 64, was declared winner of an election marred by fears of violence. More now from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
A dozen uniformed soldiers appeared on state television and announced that they had seized power. The coup attempt came about 1 month after mutinous soldiers in Niger seized power from the democratically elected government. Crowds in the city took to the streets in support of the coup attempt, according to a video seen by the AP and a local journalist. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Moscow accusing Ukraine of a major drone attack. More now from Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Russia says Ukraine has launched what appears to be the biggest drone attack on Russian soil since Moscow invaded 18 months ago, while Ukrainian officials say a Russian attack on Kyiv has resulted in deaths early on Wednesday. Starting with Russia, drones hit an airport in the west, starting a massive fire. The regional governor ordering all flights cancelled so damage could be assessed during daylight, while state media reported that transport aircraft were damaged. While in Kyiv, a military official said falling debris has killed two people after Russia attacked the capital using drones and missiles. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
An Indian foreign ministry official says New Delhi has lodged a protest over a new Chinese map that lays claim to India's territory just a week before the G20 summit. This is VOA News. Hurricane Idalia has become a major storm, a Category 4 hurricane, and is coming ashore in the Big Bend region of the U.S. state of Florida. People have been evacuated and taken shelter off the coast.
I'm afraid of the storm, but I'm afraid what's going to happen to me after this storm.
The National Hurricane Center expects the storm surge to reach 16 feet, which is life-threatening. Hurricanes have been growing in strength and intensity, mostly fueled by the warming of the ocean, or in this case, the Gulf of Mexico. More on that from Associated Press correspondent Donna Warder.
Idalia rapidly grew in strength as it got closer to Florida. Hurricane researcher Phil Klotzbach at Colorado State University says that's because Idalia has been feeding on some of the hottest water on the planet, a water temperature in the Northeast Gulf of 88 to 89 degrees.
So that's effectively rocket fuel for the storm. So basically, if you don't have the sheer kind of tamping stuff down, you have effectively extremely hot water that's been untapped by storms this year. You know, it's basically all systems go for the system to intensify.
Scientists say hurricanes get their energy from warm water and that only a few places on Earth have similar conditions. I'm Donna Warder.
In July, India banned exports of rice to keep prices low at home, but that ban is causing problems for rice mills in Nigeria. Alassane Bala reports from Nigeria.
According to the United Nations, Nigeria is the largest producer of rice in Africa. Nigeria's central bank said the country's milling capacity went from less than 350,000 metric tons in 2015 to 3 million metric tons in 2022. Muhammad Sani, the special project coordinator of the Rice Farmers Association of Nigeria, says about 50 rice mills recently shut down in Kano, one of the largest rice-producing states in Nigeria. Alhassan Bala, VOA News, Kano State, Nigeria.
The U.S. military is in talks to develop a civilian port in the remote northernmost islands of the Philippines, according to the local governor and two other officials who told the news service Reuters, a move that would boost American access to strategically located islands facing Taiwan. U.S. military involvement in the proposed port, less than 200 kilometers from Taiwan, could stoke tensions at a time of growing friction with China and a drive by Washington to intensify its longstanding defense treaty engagement with the Philippines. You can get more news on our website, voanews.com. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA.